probably going to.
I'm already recording.
Oh, right.
Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here, also known as Simon. And I have with me
JN2N,
also known as Jana.
Oh, dear. Someone who's had enough over there.
Oh, dear.
Just stumbled up the stairs into the pub. Oh, dear. Yes, are we going into our fancy little drink?
Yes, we are in the old town of Hemel Hempstead.
Mm. It's looking really nice. I had a conversation earlier with a lady in the interval, and she was saying how nice it looks, and they've really spruced it up. And I certainly remember I drove here several years ago. I drove through on the high street, and it was all cobblestones and not particularly great. And now look at this. See? It's all new, and it's looking really picturesque. It's really nice.
Still cobbly stony, isn't it?
It is, but it's no longer hobbly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So we're walking in this direction. But
yes, not too fast.
Is there going to be a pub?
Yeah, exactly. We might run out of pubs. There's some around here. But there's one, and we've just gone through. We've gone past two already.
Right. Is there one ahead?
I don't know. We can go. And we can go back, can't we? It's still early.
Yeah. So we've just seen Mitch Benn.
Yay!
Off the radio.
I know. Really cool. And we actually got to meet him as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Yeah, it was really good.
Only because he was trying to flog his CDs.
Oh, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
That doesn't Moroccan
sound.
Kasbah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't really look like. That sound like Moroccan music, does it? Oh, it's live. It's not Moroccan, but it's live. Yes, some old favourites amongst the songs there that I remember from the Now show.
Yes, none of them Moroccan.
None
of them were Moroccan either, were they?
No.
Well, I enjoyed the one about Minecraft.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you have more of a certainly. I mean, I enjoyed it when it was first on, but which must have been earlier this year. But I enjoyed it even more now that I understand all the jokes. Because the kids just won't leave Minecraft alone. So yeah, good. Really enjoyable. Recommended if you can see Mitch Benn. But he did say it was the last show before the summer, so he might just be back in the fringe now in Edinburgh.
Yeah, with a completely new show.
With a new show, so it was actually good to catch this one.
There's no more pubs.
No.
Should we do an about turn?
Turn around.
Turn around, touch the ground.
And I'm not doing that. Find a pub. Yeah. Oh, what's that? Old Town Angling Centre. Well, there you go.
He's very good, isn't he? He's very good.
He's very good, yes.
Recently, in the last few months, we went to see Jeremy Hardy.
Yes.
Who's also off Radio 4.
Yeah.
and now Mitch Benn, and they're both very intelligent, politically opinionated, and very much up my street, I think.
Yeah.
And the audience tends to be our age and older, isn't it?
Yeah, and also younger people as well.
There were some younger people there as well.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Even though I'm not sure I would want to have a conversation with him. It's too fast for me.
No, but
I'm still processing what he said.
There's a few people I'd like to put into a conversation with him, though, as well.
Yeah.
You know. I think he would make a very strong adversary for certain people who hold certain beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
And
I reckon they should put him more on things like
Question Time. Question Time, yeah. Excellent.
I think there's a reason why they've not had him on there, because he would have debunked all the arguments and there'd be no point to the show anymore.
Very good.
He was very good. Very good, and the song's very good.
I look forward to hearing how much of it's on the CD and how much...
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Whether you get the... whether you get a little bit of talk, because when he's on the radio, you get a little bit of a preamble, don't you? And then you get
But then you just get the song. He doesn't really talk that much.
Whereas the live show, you get a lot more of the context and the talky stuff around.
Yeah.
Leading up to the songs.
Uh-huh.
So, that's good.
That's right.
Very good.
Yeah, and now I know there's a theatre here, we can check that one again.
Yes.
I'm still learning where the local theatres are.
Yes. Especially these fringy Radio 4 things. How many people do you think were in the
50?
In the auditorium? 50 people?
Maybe.
Well,
know. 100 maybe? I don't know.
Because there were...
I find it very difficult to judge crowds.
No, but
like
there were...
That.
So there was a central aisle and then there was 10 seats on each side.
Okay.
Wasn't there? So that's 20 seats
more
per
than
row.
Then.
And there were must have been eight to 10 rows. So maybe 80, 100 people.
Yeah. And some seats were empty.
Not 80, 100 people. I'm talking about there's 20 people in a row, would be 160 to 200 people.
I don't think there were 20 in a row, though. Were there? Because I think that one side was more than the other. I think there were only six
or so on one
side. Because
we were on seat 10 and 11, 10 and 11, weren't we? So.
Yeah. So, okay. 10 the entire row, then. There you go. They've got really 11. Fancy lifts in here as well.
11.
11, there you go.
So, something like 100 people.
More loud music down there.
So it was a small gig, and we were in the second row, and there was nobody sitting in front of us.
No.
So got a very clear view and very close up.
I was hoping he wasn't going to throw water or anything like that. I thought we'd be all right in the front.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I just didn't really... When you said that before, I didn't really imagine Mitch Benn as being someone who'd be throwing water around.
No, that's why I said we'd be all right, and I'd take the front row seats.
Yeah.
I was a bit worried about speakers being right in front of us, but...
No, the speakers were behind.
I thought there were chances. Well, there was some to the top
up.
As well.
Yeah, that's what the speaker, yeah.
So,
nice and low-tech as well, just a guitar, an iPhone.
Plectrum.
An iPhone with some pre-recorded backing tracks and a looper app.
Yeah.
Very loud in that one, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not going in that one. We're not going in that one.
That sounds quiet. White Hart.
Yeah.
Oh. I better stop recording then. Thanks for being on my boo.
I don't think anyone can hear us anymore anyway.
To the boo.